All right. Thank you, Steve.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, I don't know why our computers are malfunctioning.
Shall I sing?
Yes.
Sure.
I shall not.
Speaking of news, I saw this story in the news, and it touched close to home because it was a dude from Elmhurst. It was a musician. So I'm like, okay, let's look at this story. There's a guy named Scott Hildebrand who's been in Australia for a while. And he had to go to a wedding and didn't want to pay for an Uber or anything and didn't have a car. So he starts hitchhiking. And Scott Hildebrand, am I close to the story thus far?
Yeah. Hey, I was coming back from Mexico, and I was hitchhiking in Brisbane, Australia. So I was going back from the wedding again, trying to hitchhike from the airport to Byron Bay, where my van is parked.
Your van?
How long of a trek would that be? I'm curious, Scott.
It'd probably be 2 hours using public transportation.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be like about 45 minutes.
All right.
It was really, really cool.
Explain this. So you're hitchhiking, and all of a sudden, what, a car pulls up?
So I was hitchhiking at the roundabout right outside of the airport. And I just rode on the sign. It was my second time hitchhiking in my life. And
so you had a sign saying that? You had a sign saying something?
Yeah.
This is only the second?
I had a sign saying Brisbane or Byron, because either one would have been easier for the bus and cheaper for the bus rather than taking it from the airport terminal. And 15 minutes later, this car pulls up. And there was these guys and they had surfboards, and they're like, "Yeah, we're going surfing to Byron." And I thought that was lucky enough because I was going to Byron and I love surfing as well. And it seemed pretty safe, and so I just hopped in. And then a few minutes later, they were like, "Oh, we're just going to switch vehicles." And they seemed super nice, and everything seemed normal. And then we come to this helipad around the corner from the airport, a few blocks away, and they're like, "Ever flown in a helicopter, Scotty?" And that was when I was like, "Okay, what's going on? Who are you guys?"
So at this time, you didn't know who had picked you up. You're just two dudes with surfboards who seem like they're not going to kill me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I had no idea.
So then you get to this helipad, which is kind of weird, and then all of a sudden you get on a helicopter, and lo and behold, did you recognize someone, or did one of the guys say, "Do you know who this is?"
Yeah. So once we went to the helipad, that was when I said, "Who are you guys?" I couldn't believe that we were flying to Byron, especially in a helicopter. And it was Chris Hemsworth, and his friend Luke was like, "This is Chris Hemsworth here. It's Thor." And yeah, I had no idea who he was at the time. I know who Thor is, but I'm not really up to date on the movies, but it was, just so surprising.
So Chris Hemsworth picks you up. Why in the world does Chris Hemsworth pick up a hitchhiker?
I have no idea. I think that they just thought it would be funny, so they went past me one time and they saw my sign that said Byron, and they're like, "Oh, we're going to Byron." They just came back from Italy for, I think they're shooting Men in Black there, and so they just off the plane, and they just have a laugh, and then they're like, "Well, let's make sure he's not a murderer." They hold their hand around about it again, and then he's got a guitar, and he's smiling, he looks fine, this will be hilarious. And so, so Luke was kind of videoing his own part of the whole time, and, when I got in the car, I felt a little weird, I didn't know what was happening, but they also seemed super nice, and I thought maybe, it's the first time taking a hitchhiker, but if it's 7 years old, I don't know.
Chris, how did you not notice Chris Hemsworth? He looks just like Chris Hemsworth.
I'm the worst of pop culture. I've seen old movies pretty much, and I've just been living in my van making music. I feel like I'm out of the loop with them.
He doesn't drive around dressed like Thor, though, does he?
No. Looking back, it definitely it looked pretty like someone that would be famous for sure. But I thought, everyone in Byron looks like everyone's epic surfer people.
Sure.
So you're in Australia right now, correct?
Yeah, I'm actually in Sydney now, but this happened in Brisbane about 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago.
You're originally from Elmhurst. You're a musician. And so you're living in your van. Is the music thing not working out right now?
Yeah, you know, down by the river. And
is there a big music scene in Australia? Forgive me for not knowing that. I've never been there.
Yeah, there is. It's been amazing. So I've been using my van as like a tour bus, basically, and just touring the East Coast. And Melbourne, I started in Melbourne, and I've been here since January, and just been doing like self-booked tours and playing in festivals and farmers markets and busking, like street performing in the streets. And it's incredible. I've met so many musicians and played lots of shows here and wrote a bunch of songs here as well.
Are you a big Helen Reddy fan?
Oh, I don't know who that is.
All right, that's fine.
How old are you? Do you mind us asking, Scott?
No. I'm 26 or 27.
Oh, yeah.
It's 3 a.m. here, so.
All right. Perfect time.
I imagine you're single, maybe not anymore, but when you journeyed out there, because this is kind of, if you want to dream to just go somewhere else to another country, cruise around and sing your music, and I would imagine you're making enough money to have meals and stuff, right?
Yeah, oh, definitely. It's amazing. Like, I'm making definitely enough, and, I've been living so comfortably here, and, I think the same thing would work in America too. It's just like a really, because I don't have to pay for accommodation and everything. It's a really cool setup, and I've been blown away by the support and stuff like that by people here as well for my music.
But now, Scott, you know you can't expect Chris Hemsworth to just pick up the tab on everything you do, right? You understand that. That's impossible.
Yeah,
can we go back to Luke for a second? He has a brother who's an actor named Luke. Luke Hemsworth, of course. That wasn't his brother, though. That was a friend named Luke, right?
Yeah, this is his personal trainer and longtime school friend from when they were younger.
Oh, all right. Okay, that makes sense.
And do you have any CDs pressed or anything? And did Hemsworth buy one?
I gave both Luke and Chris one after we landed. We landed into his driveway, which is pretty crazy. So I gave him my CDs, and they loved it. And we were just talking a bunch about my music and music in general. And after we were messaging on Instagram, and he used my song "Ready to Fly" in the video that went viral.
Oh, wow.
The one that he posted of it, which is really cool. So I'm getting a lot of cool like support and a lot of people listening to my music now.
Do you think you guys will stay in touch?
Yeah, I mean, we've messaged a few times back and forth. Like, they're in India right now. They just left a few days ago. And, I think it's for the same movie or maybe a different movie. I don't know. He's definitely super busy. But, it's been cool, like, messaging on Instagram a bit.
Yeah.
And who knows? Yeah, it would be cool.
I hope you guys stay friends. But you got to remember, with these Avengers, they always say that they'll remain your friend, and then you never hear from them. I've had that with the Hulk.
So this is, you know, people go on The Voice to become famous, and, you know, perhaps Blake Shelton or Kelly Clarkson's going to help with their career. Chris Hemsworth should do a reality show called The Helicopter, and he could just have musicians come on, you know, go surfing with them, and then all of a sudden your career's going to take off.
Yeah.
Are your parents still around?
Yeah. So they
put them on.
In Elmhurst, and, yeah.
We want to talk to your parents.
But here's the thing. I'm sure your mom always told you, Scott, don't ever hitchhike. But now you can kind of say right back at you, Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's so safe to hitchhike here. Like, I wouldn't advise people to just start hitchhiking because of this. But I think that, like, if you use your common sense, you know, be careful.
Even just walking around Australia, like, there's like a million things that can kill you in Australia. You know that, right?
No guns, which is
bad. No guns, but rabid wallaby everywhere you look.
I don't think they get rabies.
I thought they did. All right.
Well, this
crazy
is
snakes and stuff everywhere.
This is kind of a dream come true. Hello to your parents in Elmhurst, and where do people follow you to hear your music? And, you know, we can say we knew you when.
Thanks. Yeah. So my music's on. If you search Scott Hildebrand, I have a website, scotthildebrandmusic.com, and I'm also on Spotify, iTunes, and, you know, all those streaming services. If you just search Scott Hildebrand, and my Instagram, Scott Hilde, H-I-L-D-E, and YouTube and Facebook, and yeah, pretty much everyone. Scott, my website has links to all that.
Scott, other than Chris Hemsworth, if you were going to get picked up hitchhiking by any celebrity, anybody, who would it be?
Ooh, good question.
Thank you.
Probably Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger would be fun.
Right,
yeah.
On.
Absolutely.
I don't see him driving his own car, though. Don't you think he has a driver?
He's got a driver.
Oh, definitely.
It's Keith Richards.
I was always excited with my viral video. I was just thinking of all like the famous people that heard my song Ready to Fly, and I was like, I bet someone from the Rolling Stones heard Ready to Fly, so I'm just hoping they did.
Sure.
Well, good luck to you, and if you come back to the States, matey. No,
you need
that's
a ride.
Not, matey,
you need a ride
not.
From the airport. Wendy and I will pick you up.
Oh, nice.
All right.
Well, good to meet you, Scott, and continued success. Go to ScottHildebrandMusic.com, and good luck to you.
Oh, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Scott. Take care. Good luck.
God, that is like a dream come true for a young musician.
But weren't you told as a kid, didn't your mom stress, under no circumstances, hitchhiking, not a good idea? I mean, it worked out well for him, but...
That's what I mean, and if his mom's listening right now, I mean, Mom, Scott can just go neener, neener, neener.
Yeah, he won this one. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then there's more show. Stay here. It's Phil and Wendy on WG.